Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Empower House today. Specifically, we'll talk about the Empty Bowl fundraiser that is coming up soon. And we're going to do that with a potter who we're going to introduce you to. But first of all, no introduction necessary when we talk about Kathy Anderson, the executive director of Empower House. Kathy, it's great to have you here this morning.
Good morning, Ted. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. This is, we'll get into all the things about the Empty Bowl. I guess I can't believe we're back to Empty Bowl time because this is a tradition in the winter, at least for me.
The year speeds through. Yeah. So like soup in the middle of winter, so good. And if people are not familiar with it, and I'm sure plenty of people are not, you know, the Empty Bowl event raises funds, charitable funds for Empower House, our local area's domestic violence center. And we can talk more about that. But at the Empty Bowl, folks are buying a ticket or a sponsorship and attending on February 2nd this year. I feel like that's a little bit of a change because we're into February. February 2nd, it's an afternoon event, and the potters are making beautiful bowls so that as part of ticket entrance, it's like I select a bowl. Mm-hmm. And then like I find my food and a seat, and I hang out with people I know or people I don't know. It's like a really kind of nice coming together of our community in the wintertime. Have soup.
EmpowerHouseVA.org for information. And we're going to talk much more about the Empty Bowl as we go along this morning. But EmpowerHouseVA.org, all the information there. Before we get into that, though, let's talk just a little bit about Empower House, like you said, for domestic violence. The hotline number, 540-373-9373. And you always mention when we talk about that hotline, you can call that hotline if you just have questions, or it's not always just because there's some major, you know, I need help right this minute. It's a hotline for information, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you're wondering whether to use the hotline, just use it because, you know, like that's your best opportunity to get a live person. So, you know, that is intended for us to be answering every phone call so that anybody who is in crisis gets the attention that is needed, but it's not specifically and only for crisis. We provide a lot of information to professionals in the community, to friends and family, and certainly to survivors themselves. A lot of people who are survivors might not be identifying exactly, you know, that they have domestic violence, but they think, oh, maybe I should be checking on this. Is this the right number to call? So I just encourage you to call because no harm in doing so. And it's an anonymous thing, so people don't need to even have to identify themselves when they call.
With the kind of weather we've had, cold and people inside, is this a bad time for domestic violence or for people that are involved with domestic violence? Just having the person who's the abuser maybe around more.
Yeah, you named it really well. It's the same reason why during COVID it was so bad. Being cooped up, not having opportunities to get out of the house, and if folks are out of work temporarily, children are home from school, there's a lot going on, and just too much opportunity to, you know, pick at somebody and...
Or just further control.
Oh my gosh. You know, all of it. Because everybody, it manifests a little bit differently, but definitely the ability to keep an eye out and again, like just go at somebody. It's unfortunate. And then those extra stressors, you know, so it's like, oh, I have time now to track and harm and hurt because my time is not dedicated somewhere else. It's unfortunate, but domestic violence, it's a learned behavior and it's an opportunity.
Well, and that's why the hotline number 540-373-9373. If you know of someone that you suspect or you just wonder and maybe have some questions and want to talk to somebody about some strategies.
Absolutely. And some people will like call our number with their loved one or someone they're assisting. They'll make that phone call for them, which is lovely. And it's also, you know, who knows if the person they're making that call on behalf of really wants to have that conversation. The best thing to do in doing that would be to make that call and then leave the room, you know, because that gives someone the opportunity to make that decision and decide if they want to chat. I think what they'll find is chatting is a very safe, non-threatening way to be able to talk to actually a stranger. Sometimes talking to a stranger is like better and easier. It's not usually the first place that someone goes to. They usually do turn to a family or friend, and that's why somebody might make that call on their behalf. But I would just say, you know, a lot of people are fearful that someone will take action on their behalf by letting the secret out. And the fact is, we're not taking action.
Yeah.
You know, we are there to listen and to help identify for them and be that outlet and listen. And sometimes it may be the first time that somebody's taken an hour just to listen, because they're not listened to in a domestic violence relationship. That is like the furthest thing from what happens. They're not listened to, they're ignored, they're belittled, you know. So talking to someone and having someone pay attention is really important.
Again, that hotline number is 540-373-9373. If you go to empowerhouseva.org, it's right there too. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about the Empty Bowl. This is the first time, I think, and we've done Empty Bowl shows. I don't know how many years this is for the Empty Bowl, but you and I have done shows. I think we figured out the other day that it's been something like 20 years where we have done shows. And I don't know that we've ever had a potter come in and talk about Empty Bowl specifically. So
not specifically a dedicated potter like we had today.
Dedicated potter. So we are going to introduce you to Anna and talk to her about why she gets involved in this and talk about the importance of just fundraising for Empower House too.
Absolutely. Well, do not forget that Trista Chapman was here. So
yes.
Absolutely have had a potter before.
No.
I think like, but for the sole focus
for just
of
talk.
Being a potter. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. No, I did think of that. That's why I thought
Trista, we know you were on the show.
We know. Yes. No, you have been. You
Sarah
are
Hansen,
well established.
We know you were on the show.
Yes. Yeah. We have had some potters, but we're going to talk to Anna and talk about her involvement here too. Coming up with Kathy Anderson this morning in Powerhouse, the Empty Bowl is February 2nd. From a noon to four, timed entry at the Elks Lodge in powerhouseva.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
In Powerhouse this morning, the Empty Bowl fundraiser is a Sunday, February the 2nd from noon to 4. And I said, I think it's timed entry, right? Again, you're doing that
it
to kind of keep
entry. Yeah. So Kathleen Harrigan, she did send a text this morning so that we would know all of the fabulous details, and hopefully she's listening.
We missed Kathleen today. She's a little under the weather, so she's not spreading her germs to us. But we miss you, Kathleen.
Yes, we do. We were calling you up. And so we're doing a lot of things. Kathleen and the team are doing a lot of things. And timed entry is one of them. You know, since COVID, we've learned a lot of things and we've been able to come back live and in person.
Yep.
But I mean, one of the things we learned is it's not just about germs. It's not just about social distancing and managing the flow of people. But I'm going to go right to the bowls. Like, so a lot of people, whether they're aware of who the charity is or not, they really are excited about the bowls, as they should be. And so it used to be that, like, people would line up at the beginning of the event, and, like, that would stretch. It didn't matter if there was snow or anything else. Like, people were in line.
It was out the door.
Out the door, like, cold. You know, because
I was one of those people.
Right? Because you know at the other end of that line, you are going to get your time at the bowl table.
Yep.
With those beautiful handcrafted bowls made by potters. And so I'm just saying that timed entry is so fabulous because people put out bowls all through the event.
Yeah, you don't have to stand outside and you don't have to do all that.
It's not all the pretty bowls get put out and then taken. And of course, everybody likes a different kind of bowl.
Yeah.
So it's good. So timed entry is the best thing because people can come in at any time and find beautiful, exciting bowls that they hoped they would find.
So the great thing about this event, Kathy Anderson, is that, like you say, you get a bowl and it's a fundraiser, and the bowls are made and donated by the area potters. And Anna is here. Anna Brugos is a potter. Anna, it's great to have you here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's fantastic to be here. An honor.
And, I mean, you are a first for us, like we said. This is the first time I've had a potter to come in and speak specifically on the empty bowl and your involvement. Have you been doing this? Well, first of all, how'd you become a potter?
Actually, it was a little bit too de-stress from work. And Neil Reed, Kathy's husband, was teaching classes. And I took his class and I got hooked. It's fantastic.
How about that?
Yeah.
But you were somebody who just, you took a class and now you're a potter.
Yeah, yeah. And we are a lot of us. The center where I take the class, Liberty Town Arts Workshop, it's full of people that are going through that process. And we all learn from each other and improve each other. Didi, I forget the last
Didi name. Lucky.
Well, Didi Lucky, which is why we know you've been on the show, Didi. We know you've been on the show.
The local potters are such a giving group. Did you ever imagine that you would be someday sitting at a wheel with the pot? I mean, I look at the people who do that and just think, it looks easy, but I know it's not.
No. Yeah, the learning curve is very steep, but I think it hooks you really right away, or not. But, you know, the people that are doing it, it's just, you put your hands and your brain and, you know, it's just completely different than, I don't know, painting or doing exercise. And then at the end, you have a product that you can use. And of course, you start giving it to your friends at first. And if you dedicate more time, if you have the time, you can start actually making products that you can sell to.
Well, and the thing I have learned from potters is, because you see that part with the wheel, it's a long process.
Yeah.
From the time you start with the clay to when I pick up a bowl at the empty bowl, there are a lot goes
a lot
into
of
it.
Things that can go wrong too that are out of your control. I always say it's a heartbreak, and the clay is this, but it's a long process. Everybody puts a lot of effort, and the other thing that I think is amazing is that everybody, even though we're using the same material and basically the same tools and everything, everybody has their own differentiated style, and the end that product is unique. I think that's the thing I like the most about.
So how would you describe the Anna style?
Ooh. Well, I like drawing and painting too, so I do decorate my pots a lot with semi-realistic kind of a little bit watercolor kind of style of decoration. And recently I also discovered something called chattering that gives a lot of texture to the, in this case, the bowls. And it creates interesting, colors and texture again with glazes. I'm really into that right now.
So when you sign your bowl, because I've got to go home because I've got a bunch of bowls from the empty bowl. I've got to see if I've got an Anna bowl.
Okay,
do you sign it somewhere?
Yeah, it's AB and then kind of an E kind of attached all together. But the most differentiating thing that I do that everybody likes is I do the skyline of Fredericksburg.
Oh, I've seen those, yes. And
so
they've been taken from me before I've gotten through the line. So, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's pretty, I guess, unique. Thank you.
No, those are just terrific. So, like you said, you said you started taking classes, and it's a good kind of you can kind of get away and just kind of lose yourself.
Even if you only have an hour or an hour and a half, it's definitely therapeutic for sure, and then heartbreaking too. But mistakes happen. And that's what I see with everybody that goes to Liberty Town and starts the process. And
one of the things I was doing an interview with Trista once at her studio, and some of the clay got delivered. And so she said, can you help me take it upstairs?
Awesome.
That stuff's heavy.
Oh, yeah.
I would never have thought that.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've got to be...
Yeah, it's mud. It's, you yeah. know that you're, it's heavy. Yeah, it has quite a lot of liquid in. I mean, not, you know... Yeah, but that's, yeah.
They're to be strong.
Right. And it's dirty.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's the other thing of why, because I don't like, I don't like, if you don't like to eat fried chicken and get your hands dirty, if you're a potter, yeah. it's everywhere. All over.
Everywhere, yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, but, you know, it's part of the fun, yeah. And I think it cures a lot of your impatience and, you know, being
You do have to kind of, I guess you would have to just kind of learn to just slow down.
Yep, yeah, definitely. Yeah, like I said, it's a therapeutic thing for me and for many people. But and then you have the creative part that, like I said, everybody has their own style and joy, I think.
So are there certain things that you've done over the years that are just some of your, you know, some favorite things that you have done or like to do?
Yeah, you mean on the decorations?
Yes.
Yeah, I like to do a lot of birds. For some reason, I'm very attracted to that. And, you know, I also do a lot of cardinals because they're very local too. And it's stunning, you know, there's the red that pops. And then, yeah, I get inspired by nature in general, birds, flowers, animals. Yeah, that's my favorite things. And Fredericksburg, I try to always include that. The different aspects of, you know, the bridge, the bridges, I should say. And all the... we are so lucky to live in this area, I think. All the different approach... Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting now.
No. And if you want to buy an Anna mug...
That was my next question.
Like, you know, both at Liberty Town, but also at Hyperion, I believe, is selling
Anna
mugs.
I have a little bit of things there for sale at Hyperion Espresso. Yeah.
Okay. So if I'm looking for an Anna thing, I can find it there. There's really a unique relationship, Kathy, between the Potters and Empower House, and especially this event.
I've been thinking about that this morning, just like how strong the relationships, whether they started before, during, after. Like, there is a tremendous community of potters, many of whom I'm close to, but people in the organization are close to. So, you know, whether it's strictly a relationship of the donations to the Empty Bowl event, or social time in between those annual events of the Empty Bowl, which is a fundraiser again for Empower House. But there's quite a community, and between Sophia Street Studios, where Trista has her pottery, there's Dan Finnegan, who continues to donate pottery to the shelter. You know, like his wares, you know, I've been able to take to the shelter out of like his benevolence, and I'll come across someone at the shelter who has their little tea set, taking it back to their room from the kitchen. And I'm just like, can I take a picture of that tea set so I could send it to Dan? And
what a nice gesture for him to do that.
So sweet.
And that's brilliant.
It's so cool. And then there's, you know, Dee Dee and Kenneth, who have the Bowl-O-Rama, who have continued that tradition and made it their own, and all the potters that come at the beginning of January on a Saturday. And this time in the snowstorm, I feel like it's been more than once in a snowstorm, but you know, they're just so generous, and they're having a great time, and food, people are bringing food, and so like the community, because you know, all of these wares are our wares, the pottery, are things that we use. So there's that connection too, in terms of relationships. You're getting to eat from or sip your coffee or tea from these beautiful pieces that they've made with their hands. And they just become like a part of your morning, a part of your life. And then you're holding the person in that piece of pottery. It's really cool.
I had oatmeal this morning in an empty bowl bowl that I got.
If I can say, I'm going to also volunteer for the event as a person at the table with all the bowls. And the best feeling is to see people grabbing your bowl and enjoying it, you know, immediately. So that is, yeah, it's very emotional. Yeah.
You know that attraction that people have. They just want to pick it up and touch it. Mm-hmm. They just gravitate to a specific bowl. Yeah, and so many potters are coming back to volunteer this year. I can't help but think it's a very similar thing to see people connecting.
Because sometimes you don't, I guess, you know, when you make them in mass and then you set them out like at Liberty Town or Hyperion and they get bought, but you don't know.
Right.
To see people, that's got to be a great feeling when they're, someone says, I want this and it's your bowl.
Yeah, it's the best feeling, I think. As you know, you put your soul into it and then somebody appreciates and you see them enjoying it as much as you have.
Just to see someone have all these bowls in front and they pick your bowl.
I take pictures of people sometimes.
The joy on their faces when we had it outdoors at Liberty Town. Yes.
That was a great year that you did that. I did like that.
Yeah, like the interactions that people were having with each other, with the bowls. You know, just they're so priceless and they're so gently placed. And, you know, we have a few volunteers that are very careful about, you know, setting those out. And even I think more recently, they're kind of like putting them in categories by potter. And so making sure some of them are out at all times. And I do think like the miracle is that different people find their attraction to certain pieces of art there on the table.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a connection with somebody and somebody's art. And that must just be a beautiful thing.
It is. totally makes my day.
Well, and I like this too, because you get the just the understanding of what you put into it and how much it means to you.
Right. The way it's set up now too, that's the other thing. You can't, even if they don't choose my bowl, but I can guide them to the, if the other potter is volunteering there too, they can talk to that person too, which I think is really special too.
It's hard to pick just one too, that's the other thing, because you'll look at one and you kind of have to think, well, do I want a small one, I've gotten big ones, I've gotten all different sizes. And you never know after you get it, then you just think, or I'll see other people's and I'll think, I wish I'd gotten that one.
Some next people year. Like move right through. They're like, I just want to get my bowl and go have soup, right? Or, and some of them won't eat out of the bowl necessarily. They're going to, you know, have a styrofoam bowl. We don't do styrofoam anymore. We've got the, compostable.
Yeah.
But I do think that as everybody's so different, like somebody will grab like five bowls. You know, they can only pick one.
You get
one. They're like picking up a bunch.
You do.
You've seen that, Ted.
I've done that.
Okay, it's you. But I know what you're looking for. You're looking for that wide, bigger, big bowl for your oatmeal. Is that
right? I did this morning. That's what I have my oatmeal in every morning.
Well, Dee Dee said she was trying to make shapes that maybe weren't as popular among the other potters. You know, you've got your lump of clay and it's like a certain amount of ounces, pounds. I don't know much about it. But, you know, like, so I suppose depending on what size, you know, you can make a bigger or smaller or whatever. But I think, I know Dee Dee was trying to make them kind of spread out.
Yeah.
So you got like a wider,
nice. Actually, I've been doing bowls for the events for probably, I don't know, 15, 20 years. And it's a time for me to experiment things too.
Yeah.
And I've learned from those experiments, and now they've become like really good pots that I sell on a regular basis. So that's the other special thing of the event. It gives you the freedom because you're making, I don't know, 20, 30, how many. So you can really try new things.
Try stuff, You can take a quick break. We'll continue on good stuff this morning. Anna Brugos is here. She's a potter in town. Look her stuff up at Liberty Town or at Hyperion. Kathy Anderson here with Empower House. The Empty Bowl fundraiser for Empower House is February the 2nd. It's a Sunday, noon to 4, at the Elks Lodge on Tidewater Trail. EmpowerHouseVA.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's almost 8:32.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Empower House and the Empty Bowl are focused this morning with Kathy Anderson and Anna Brugos. Kathy, the executive director of Empower House, and Anna is a potter in town. EmpowerHouseVA.org. The Empty Bowl is Sunday, February 2nd. So from noon to 4 at the Elks Lodge on Tidewater Trail, and because it's on February 2nd, Kathy, you don't run into that that football game called the Super Bowl. So you can come and
that dance. Yep.
Yes, so you can. You don't have to be worried about missing that game.
That's right, and it's an afternoon event now, so. I mean, and again, timed entry, so people are coming and they're going. We still have tickets on sale, and we still have sponsorships. I know at some point some of the recognition factors drop out on the sponsorship, but just so folks know, we have sponsorships. Well, we have tickets for $75. We have sponsorships for $5,000, which includes reserved table, $3,000, and on down to $250. I mean, you know, if people want to contribute and make a difference for Empower House, this is a great way to do it because it also comes with this benefit of community and beauty in the art from these potters, you know, and then the joy that Anna described both in the making, but then in the appreciation for that art. And then everybody is mingling in the room. And like, if you're not sure you want to meet somebody, like it just happens because people are like, oh my gosh, I love your bowl, or who's your potter? You know, so it's like, it's a lot of fun. And we didn't mention, and we were talking about this on break, like the soups that people donate and the food that people donate. So it's like a feast as well. We've talked a lot about the potters and the pottery, and we're going to talk about it, I'm sure, again, and the process. We're so grateful to be talking about that. But we do want people to know, you know, so what happens at the Empty Bowls? So they pick out their bowls, find a seat, maybe there's a reserved seat, not usually, because, you know, it's timed entry, so the room turns over. And then folks are finding their food, finding where they might sit, finding a friend. There's some stand-up tables, so like just think like cocktail hour. So some people will grab a little bite and they'll stand and talk to somebody and then they'll go back, because you have to think like there's at least 10 soups out. Of like such a variety.
Yeah, no, the soups are some of the soups they're just terrific. They're from sometimes downtown restaurants or people make them, and it really is a
that's part of the social event too. Everybody's like, "Ooh, where are you eating?" It's, "Ooh, I should try that." Yeah,
right. Have you tried? Have you tried such and such? So that's it. That's what makes it. And like you say, it's in the winter too. So you haven't, in some cases, you haven't seen some people in a while. So it really is a kind of a festive event.
I mean, there's so much excitement in the event itself, and then of course the backstory there is how much support folks are providing to our local domestic violence center and powerhouse. So, you know, the event has raised as much as over 80,000, and I think that the highest mark was last year. So every year, you know, the goal is to at least, you know, bring in donations that equal the previous year, if not supported a little more. I mean, people also bring their raffle money because there are beautiful things that people donate, like Lisa Beth's pendants that are the logo of Empower House. She is donating those throughout the year for our events. And then paintings and, you know, just other beautiful things. Walking stick by Mr. Scott Olson. You know, so there's just wonderful things to do in the time that you're there, in addition to the socializing, in addition to picking out your bowl, in addition to the fantastic food that everybody's raving about.
And like you said, Kathy, this is a fundraiser for Empower House, and the work that you do, whether it's with the women's shelter or the programs that you do in schools or the programs you provide in the community about just educating so many people and just the helps. And it's so needed right now. We spent many shows last mm-hmm. year talking about the mm-hmm. increasing needs, in some cases the fewer funds coming from some of the sources you've gotten mm-hmm. in the past, and that's why something like this is so important.
I mean, thanks to the volunteers and the people contributing in these variety of ways, like the potters and the people donating soup, the businesses, the Greek ladies, you know, there's so many people donating and volunteering, and so the money generated, most of it is now being turned around and going into Empower House Mission, mm-hmm. you know, and very few supplies are purchased. I mean, we make a point of buying now compostable things, and there's a whole crew, Tom Miller, who's, you know, bringing in, like, there's very little garbage generated from the event because everything's so carefully done by volunteers. But in the end, you know, this contribution to our mission, so supporting children, right? Children who witness domestic violence and all the programming of the support groups and the individual attention and also the teen groups, and we go into the schools. Like, there's a lot of things that grants don't pay for. And as you know, our costs have increased over the years. And how do you do that? How do you retain employees, attract employees? How do you have top-notch, well-qualified, experienced, trained employees providing these services, crisis services, services at our domestic violence shelter, which is bigger and better, you know, than it used to be over the last 10 years. How do we do all of these without the support of the community? We don't. And so we have increased need. Thankfully, people are coming together for this event, the Empty Bowl event on February 2nd, which tickets are still on sale from our website, empowerhouseva.org. But thankfully, people are contributing because, you know, it's not cliche to say now more than ever. But this has been a tough year. Last year was a tough year. So the joy of contributing at this time for this event, you know, it's such a win-win.
Yeah. I don't know, for you, what's it like? I mean, you to do this and specifically be doing it for Empower House, and knowing that you're helping the mission of Empower House has to add to your joy of what you do.
Absolutely. From all aspects of it, I was a business owner. We had one of the sponsorships too, but always sometimes when we did something on our own, you know, to celebrate our anniversary or some of the business, we would donate to Empower House too, because we do think it's fundamental service to the community that is hard to, for the people that are suffering, it's hard to find a safe place and venue to try to improve their situation. I don't know that I'm saying the right words, but
absolutely.
Okay. You see, them from like a personal perspective of knowing people, right?
That's the other aspect I was gonna say. Unfortunately, we've had to, we've suffered and around us, we've known people that have suffered, and Empower House was an amazing resource for that. Help. Yeah.
To be able to do that, especially when you know, that you know that the work that Empower House is doing has impacted people that you know.
Seeing the effects, amazing. I'm going to start crying now.
Oh, no, it is, because Kathy, over the years, Kathy's brought people in and they tell their stories. And that's the thing. I mean, Kathy, the thing is, You talk about it until you bring people in and hear the stories. You can't imagine that a lot of these people you know and you don't know.
Exactly.
You don't really know people in so many instances. But you come in and put some names and faces to all of this. It's happening
it's
in our community.
It's hard to know, but it is behind closed doors. We talked about that before. And, you know, people wouldn't know that we serve over 3,500 people a year. people wouldn't know that we get calls 24 hours a day. You know, people wouldn't know that people are telling their friends and their family and that folks are connecting them. And a lot of people will privately say to us, you know, I'm so glad that you're there. You know, when I needed you, they'll say, I have a story, but it's not something I'm going to share out in the community. Mm-hmm. Or they would never think to share. Like you said, folks that come on the radio, it's such a brave thing to do. And everyone can't do that. But I would say, you know, so many people that this impacts and we just don't see it or know it.
No, and you'll come in and talk about and not give names or just say, you know, talk about situations. And it covers such a wide, it's not just a certain, well, that group of people, this is a problem. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere in all kinds of, you've talked about people that are government workers, people mm-hmm. that are, you know, have high paying, you know, oversee people kinds of jobs. And they're in situations you just can't imagine.
You know, it's by no fault of your own when this happens. No one is asking, you know, to meet and fall in love with someone who's going to hurt them. And in fact, you know, people do fall in love and that's not the kind of thing, you know, that people are seeing. So these are things that develop over time. Someone's not going to show all of those qualities of themselves at the beginning of a relationship. It doesn't make sense. They would never actually gain the relationship.
No.
You know, and so it becomes very confusing and very difficult to know what to do. And then I know we've talked about it before. You can't cover everything on a show, but leaving a domestic violence relationship or even safely navigating it, it's very dangerous. And so, you know, that's the other part of the expertise. It's like we recognize, you know, all of those dangers, even if we don't know your exact situation, we don't know the person harming you exactly. One of the things that happens is people will tell us more and we'll ask a lot of questions that bring that out. And then we talk about, like, given that this is happening, given that this person does this, we know they're going to do it again. And here are some strategies in the interim for increasing your safety, because you can't make someone stop doing this.
Yeah, no, when you have talked in the past, I've had people say, I never thought of that, about, you know, you don't get into a a person's on their best behavior mm-hmm. at the beginning of a relationship. And if they're not, then you do really start questioning it. But in most cases, they're not, and mm-hmm. you don't expect this. And then it becomes, and sometimes it's not easy just to walk away, because either you can't, or maybe financially there's
situations.
Well,
a lot of people think once that relationship ends, that's going to go away. Like, a lot of people who either don't know anything about domestic violence, or even folks who are in domestic violence, if they haven't left before, you know, a lot of people will say to us, oh, well, you know, because he acts this way, because he's harming me so much, he won't care, you know, that I leave. And of course, we know the answer is very different. We know that may be when things actually get worse. Yeah. And they just haven't tested that yet. So there's a lot that goes into this. But anyone who says, well, you know, well, this is that bad, just leave, like, is a person who really doesn't know anything about domestic violence. Like, I can understand not knowing about something and making that statement. But the facts of domestic violence are very different than what the layperson thinks.
Yeah.
It escalates, and it is very dangerous to navigate one's way through, whether they're intending to stay in the relationship or leave the relationship. There are so many factors to cover in navigating that.
Well, and that's why we're fortunate to have Empower House in the community you've been able to educate all of us on these. And we're fortunate to have potters like Anna in the community that have been able to make this event take place. And then when you talk about, you know, $80,000, that's a significant amount of money that is so needed for the work that you do.
Friends in our community really make us be able to operate. You know, we are able to provide services and deliver on the mission of the organization only through the generosity of our community, if you really think about it. It's like people who make it possible. People founded the organization. People started the services by volunteering. You know, nonprofits have evolved, and ours certainly has over 45 years. And so, you know, this is incredible. There's so many people want to help, and this is a great way. Yeah. Like, I want to help. I don't know how to help. This is a great way to help. Buy a ticket, buy a sponsorship, make a pot. You know, that's way easier said than done. Make a pot. Yeah. Like we were talking about the students earlier, and it's like, you know, Anna talked about the process of how long that takes, and you've seen it, Ted, and all those steps. And I think about those young students who, or not so young students, right? But you're making that first piece of pottery, and it actually comes out of the, you know, like it survived all those processes. Yeah. Like that is not easy to like. Right. It's so generous of them to donate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Need to take a quick break. We're going to wrap this up this morning. Anna Brugos, a potter here this morning, along with Kathy Anderson, as we talk about Empowerhouse and the Empty Bowl. EmpowerhouseVA.org. Get your tickets, get your sponsorships, and do it today. EmpowerhouseVA.org. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff on Empowerhouse and the Empty Bowl. February 2nd, noon to 4, it's timed entry at the Elks Lodge. EmpowerhouseVA.org for ticket information. Kathy Anderson here, the executive director of Empowerhouse, and Anna Brugos is a potter. Anna, thank you for coming in and talking about this morning. This gives a whole new perspective of everything. And you just told a story off air about how you made a pot, sent it to a friend in California, and they wanted to pay you, and you said, give a donation to Empowerhouse. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and she was hooked. She thought it was an excellent service organization, and she's been donating more times, not just for that pot. Go ahead, get the tickets for the event, sponsor if you can, and you will enjoy it. You won't regret it. It's a fun event, and
you'll walk away with a great pot. I'm going to look for an Anna pot this year. And if you're around, I'm going to say, where are your... Although you described...
I'll be there.
With the Fredericksburg skyline. Yeah, the skyline. That is an Anna pot. The Elks Lodge has been there years, and they're huge supporters of all
huge
of this.
Huge supporters. Think about donating that space to us for so many years now. And it's so generous. And a lot of members will come and check out the event or attend the event. And they're just great contributors. And we're so grateful for the Elks Lodge. Yeah.
Well, for what you do, I mean, you've got all kinds of sponsors who are always behind this and businesses that get involved. And the potters are just to be... We're celebrating the potters today, but there's a whole community that really gets behind this event.
Community, like all the volunteers. And we... you know, we're grateful for the space and the cooks, and we can go on and on. And I think we've mentioned other folks, but definitely, why not celebrate the potters? I mean, that without the potters, we don't have this event, and a lot of people are attracted to even check us out because of how beautiful these bowls are and how interesting it is that they create these by hand.
Exactly. And you mentioned the bowl-rama that they do every year at Empowerhouse or over at Liberty Town. And how you all get together and just do that on a Saturday and spend hours doing that.
And it's become really a focus event for people to go, let's do Bowl-O-Rama.
We are so thankful for all of the potters. I mean, Dee Dee and Kenneth for really providing that clay and that space. Amazing. And, you know, Kevin has done so many bowls. Kevin Marie, the last 2 years, you know, now everybody's stepping up, we got to get some variety in there. So we love Kevin for really supplying such a great stock so that we've got, you know, we're going to keep on doing this event every year. So we've got some bowls from previous years. We've got the new bowls coming out. You have to come out and see them. And the event is really the only place. It's like a showcase of art.
It is
really.
a showcase. I mean, Anna, you potters are just awesome.
Of course.
you really do all of this, and ultimately, it's helping Empowerhouse, and ultimately, it's helping women who need so much help. So thank you so much.
Anna
Brugos, and you can see your work at Liberty Town and at Hyperion. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Kathy Anderson, always good to see you. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Ted.
Empower House, the Empty Bowl, February 2nd, noon to 4th, the Elks Lodge. It's a time entry, empowerhouseva.org. Get your tickets right this minute. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.